It is Thursday, March 19th. Today, under pressure, Meta might be forced by Europe to slash the price of its verified subscription plans. When being enthusiastic backfires for influencer marketing, Instagram is testing longer reels again, and the Facebook poke is back, and Gen Z are loving it. I'm Todd Maffin. That's ahead today in digital marketing. In a world where social media influencers are the new celebrities, a recent study throws light on how the size of an influencer's following can influence the impact of their endorsements. Researchers discovered that the effectiveness of an influencer's message varies greatly depending on their audience size. For those with fewer than 100,000 followers, a high-energy, enthusiastic approach with words like obsessed and the use of emojis and exclamation marks is more effective. This strategy, as long as it appears genuine, can include calls to action like order it here now. But for influencers boasting more than a million followers, they will find more success with informational messaging. Their posts should educate rather than overly promote, using phrases like find out more here to avoid appearing inauthentic. This difference in strategy stems from the perception of influencers by their audiences. Micro-influencers are seen as more relatable and genuine, making their excited endorsements more persuasive. Bigger influencers, viewed as professional advertisers, risk losing trust with overly enthusiastic promotions. The study, which analyzed more than 20,000 Instagram and TikTok-sponsored posts, highlights that a 10% increase in excited language boosts engagement by 5.4% for micro-influencers, but decreases engagement by 8.4% for larger influencers. Interestingly, the negative effects of over-excitement in those larger influencers' posts can actually be mitigated by using both positive and negative judgments or focusing on the informative content. The study is called How High Arousal Language Shapes Micro versus Macro Influencers' Impact. It was published recently in the Journal of Marketing. We have a direct link to the study in today's email newsletter, which you can sign up to for free by tapping the link in the show notes or going to todayindigital.com/newsletter. Reuters is reporting today that Meta is considering a significant price cut for its verified subscription package on Facebook and Instagram. The proposed adjustment would see monthly fees drop from 10 euros to 6 euros for individual users, with additional accounts potentially being charged 4 euros instead of the current 6. As you've probably guessed by now, this is because of pressure from the European Union, specifically its Digital Market Act, and will likely only apply in Europe. Europe is mad at Meta for even having the fees in the first place. Meta's documentation says the paid subscription, quote, provides consumers with the ability to receive the services without Meta using their information to show them ads, unquote. Some European lawmakers liken that to charging users a coercive fee to maintain their privacy, a plan sometimes called pay or okay. As Instagram continues to chase TikTok, Meta is letting more people upload longer reels to the app. Some Instagram users are getting notifications saying they can now upload 3-minute-long reels. This is definitely welcome, especially for those who are creating longer content for TikTok and want to repurpose it to other vertical platforms. Currently, for most users, the limit is 90 seconds on Instagram reels. The app's been tinkering with this for a while. Some tests were even allowing 10-minute uploads. To be honest, I am not sure what their hesitancy is or even why the slow rollout. It's not a new format and just brings it in line with what other platforms offer. Plus, Instagram itself even sometimes pops up a note saying, the length of your reel may be impacting its reach. Reels that are more than 30 seconds usually perform better. Also strange, this test appears to only work for uploading videos. If you are recording a reel live with your camera, you'll still be stuck at the shorter length. TikTok this week launched its new Creator Rewards program where users get more money for longer clips. Of course, longer videos are much easier to monetize, and if they are long enough, might even permit a mid-roll to be snuck in. In January, Meta says Reels consumption is up 20% year over year. Continuing the Meta Copies Everyone theme, its Twitter clone Threads today added a long-requested feature, a trending section. Unlike on X, though, where that section tries to summarize topics, the Threads version shows you the specific post that's going viral, along with the user who posted it. Despite Meta saying they were trying to stay away from news and politics, three of the five trending topics when we checked this morning were about the two main U.S. presidential candidates. For now, it's only available to Americans, or more accurately, to people with a U.S. IP address. Do with that information what you will. It might be a good place to check in with periodically to see if there's anything gaining traction that your brand could jump in on. Meanwhile, on X, the trending section appears to actually be gone now, or at least bugged out. In the box where it usually appears, for me, it just reads, "No items."
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you remember the Facebook poke? Old people, I'm talking to you. In its early days, it was a way of saying hello or I'm thinking of you. But some people felt it was creepy and Facebook felt it cluttered up the UI. So they dropped it. But they didn't get rid of it entirely. It's always been there, if you were willing to do a lot of digging around. Business Insider today quipping that, quote, you'd need a pith helmet and satellite phone to reach it, unquote. Now, apparently, Facebook is unearthing the poke. And apparently, the younger generations are loving it. Quoting Business Insider, quote, Meta said that it made a design tweak at the start of 2024 that made the poke button slightly more visible. The new design would surface the button alongside any name that a user searched. That encouraged people to actually use the button. Meta also made it easier to find the poke page. You can now get to it by typing poking or pokes in the search bar instead of just poke. In 2017, there was a small attempt to bring back the poke by putting it on profile pages, but the trend didn't catch back on. Too soon, perhaps, unquote. Meta says more than half of the poking now is being done by people aged 18 to 29. Remember, for them, it's probably new. Back when poking was much more a thing, they weren't old enough to be on Facebook. Again, Business Insider, quote, the poke is a perfect low-effort way to connect with a Facebook friend you haven't seen in a while. It's a little bit nostalgic and surprising, a little cheeky but friendly, and Facebook desperately needs something like that. A way to be useful for connecting with people you know, IRL. So yesterday, my wife and I picked up a Quest 3 VR headset. We had an old Rift, but that one you had to attach to a gaming PC. I actually had to buy a gaming laptop to use the But the Quest 3, it's all kind of self-contained now. It is not nearly as powerful as the old ones. Apparently, it's running on Android, which sort of surprised me. I really want to play Fallout in VR, but we already own Fallout on the Xbox, and I'm just so cheap that it pains me to have to buy the same game again for a different platform. Actually, we have to do it twice because, like, I bought Beat Saber for the Rift, but that's on my laptop, and if I want Beat Saber on this new headset, I have to buy the game again. Like, it's kind of frustrating. Anyway, I'll be trying it out on stream today, so if you are interested in seeing what that looks like, you can check out my Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/low-effort-dad. All right, talk to you tomorrow.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.